It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Check out the 409tailgateclub.com guys website for all your barbecue catering, barbecue rub, barbecue sauce needs, barbecue wine. Go to 409tailgateclub.com. And don't forget, the listener who gives the number, who has the number one question, as deemed by you, Ross.
Yes, we'll receive, I have the power and control. That's where the emphasis should be.
They will receive a tailgate box, courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get various sauces and rubs. Okay, we missed you with all the Ohio State questions last week, Ross. So there might be one or two generic leftovers I gave for you to keep some meat on the bone. But let's start with Chad in Lewisburg. He says, hey, Ross, you've discussed how C.J. Thorpe is a road grader as an offensive lineman but struggles in pass blocking. I was really surprised to see him show up on the field last Saturday on the defensive side of the ball and be on the field during the last drive. Do you think that is a reflection of the coaches not seeing a future for him on the O-line or because they somehow ran out of other options on the defensive line late in the game and plugged in his body to just gobble up blocks?
I actually know the answer to this.
And what do you think his future is?
His future, I think, is on the offensive side of the ball. But he's not going to play there right now unless McGovern or Mennett or somebody gets hurt. And they don't have defensive tackle depth that they feel good about, and they don't have anybody that they feel like can really hold the point. Like, even Windsor is just like a 300-pound kid, right?
He's a hustle guy. He's a guy that plays very hard. And I think that, you know, he's a guy that the more you play him, the less effective he gets. I think
Windsor.
Yeah. I don't think you want him on the field for more than 30, 35 snaps.
You should have seen the snap counts after the Ohio State
game.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
The defensive tackle
position. They hit him in like the 60s for the defensive tackles.
Yeah.
Givens was like 80% of the snap, over 80%.
Let me ask you guys. When we talk all offseason, we've done this long enough now. What do I tell you is the most important position in college football and is ultimately the difference in a lot of games?
Yeah, it's the defensive line.
In particular, the defensive tackles. And Penn State, number one, their starters aren't dominant enough. And then number two, their depth is not where it needs to be. Now, I will say this. They put him out there because he's 325 pounds or whatever he is, and they felt like – and he's got an ornery personality – and they felt like he could do a good job of holding up at the point of attack, right?
Right.
Not get moved. They want someone, I think, that can just hold the point. The fact that they had to do that the week of the game and that they didn't feel better about – Barber's kind of a different body type. But even the other guys –
PJ Mustafer didn't play.
Mustafer, you know, Antonio Shelton. How many did he play?
So Shelton got a targeting call he can't play the first half against Michigan State. He got ejected in the third quarter
against Ohio State. Yeah,
which probably was a pretty big
Thorpe
loss.
Only played two plays.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We think that it was.
But they
permanently
moved him to defensive tackle. Now he's going to play there.
Yeah, James said he's going.
He's on the depth chart.
He's
like second
be a
team
defensive tackle. He's on the depth chart at D tackle.
So. Yeah, and I think that's for the rest of this year. I think he would probably move back to offense. Well, it depends. Depends on what happens with Penn State's offensive line if they all come back again. Gonzalez is gone, right? This is last year.
No, he has another one.
He's got another year.
Wow. They could all of them.
He has been
all of them could come back.
Here, the other thing is, I think this is a move that they made for Ohio State, but they also made the move knowing they got to go to Michigan, which is definitely going to run the ball, and Wisconsin's coming to town. So is Iowa later in the year. And I think CJ, I think he'll get better with more practice field experience and more game reps.
All right, let's go to Nathan in Cape Coral, Florida. Hope all is well in Florida. How many drops do we need to watch before you would bench some upper-class receivers for these younger guys. Why continue to play Juwan Johnson, Brandon Polk, etc., when we have shorter George Dotson sitting on the bench? When does loyalty to upperclassmen end?
I understand the question. What I don't understand is why these guys are having drops when it's the same quarterback. I don't remember these guys dropping passes last year.
Well, it's got to be frustrating to see Juwan Johnson make, like, the catch of the year. Did you see that catch? And then he gets a ball, like, on a crossing route that's right in his hands for a nice-sized gain, and he has no chance to catch it. It's got to be real. Don't you think these guys are now pressing because it's in their head? Don't you think now that they're just trying a little bit too hard, they're squeezing the ball a little bit?
There's got to be something going on because clearly it's not good, and I would not bench them. I still think that they're their best option. You don't know that the younger guys are going to be any better, and you don't want to burn their red shirts, I think, for some of those guys as well. So I don't think you're at that point yet, but I understand the question.
All right, this one comes from Joe in Gannett, Pennsylvania. Has the offensive
Terrell
line
Pryor
really improved the last three seasons? Performance against Ohio State says, to me, maybe not. Penn State had to settle for two field goals, missed two fourth downs, and had to punt late in the game. A really good O-line moves the chains when needed, especially late. Miles Sanders only getting 40-plus yards? I don't know.
Look, I mean, McSorley had 175 on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, what was their total yardage? They ran for over 200 yards.
Yeah,
right?
I think it was 286 through the air and over 200 on the ground. Yeah, it was close to 500.
It was 500
yards.
Total. It was really close to 500.
I mean, I think you're – let's put it this way. It was a much better performance, I thought, than a year ago.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, That's a good point.
A year ago, they had some big plays, but they were totally helpless at points in that game. So, I don't know. I thought it was a better performance. I think that their offensive line's better. I don't know that they're a dominant offensive line, but they've been pretty darn good.
It's definitely their best. It's their best offensive line since he's been there. I don't think there's any question. Yeah,
in a long time. So, I don't think you can ever just look at one series and say, "Well, that's like saying, well, that fourth down play call. Like, if they had a good offensive line, they would have made that." Well, you know, they ran a stunt. It was a really like, it's honestly, this sounds like a cop out, but it's really nobody's fault. You know, looking at it, they had 2-3 techniques. Looking at the end zone copy, I understand why he called what he did. I think he thought, we're going to split these 2-3 techniques, which, by the way, those are defensive tackles lined up on the outside shoulder of the guard.
Right.
So I think he thought, we'll double team here. We'll go up on the linebacker here. There's a huge hole. We're going to get 5 yards easy and maybe more. And they didn't account for the fact that Ohio State might run a stunt like they did. And really watching it, there's really no way that Penn State could have picked it up because Will Fries – you know, he gets picked by the 3 technique coming up the field. So
help.
When Chase Young loops around, I mean, sometimes, you know, everybody's doing play calls, right?
Right.
Sometimes they pick the right one.
Sometimes they pick the wrong one.
And sometimes you pick the wrong one. I did think it was strange that there wasn't other options on the play. Like, I would have liked some type of run pass option or some type of, maybe it's McSorley can do a draw, but if it's not there, a quarterback draw, if it's not there, he can stop and try to throw it to somebody, something.
I think there was an option for him to throw it out left on that short screen to Hippenhammer, if you look at it. But Bates got beat and by the defensive end coming off, you know, Penn State's left and his right, and that blew that option up. That was not available because that guy was right in the passing lane. All right, let me keep going. You're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Check out the great 409 barbecue and tailgate wine at the GoPSU RV lot every home game weekend. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, this is from Tyler in Nampa. He says, yo, Penn State.
Where?
Nampa. N-A-M-P-A.
So from now on, you have to say what state, or you're automatically not winning.
I don't know. Is that a real thing? Nampa?
Can I ask my question?
I'm just saying. I just want everybody to know we're not going to pick you as the winner if we don't know what state you reside in.
Okay. Yo, Penn State failed to finish drives in the first half offensively and failed to tackle anyone when the game was on the line defensively. What hurts the Lions more, and what is a bigger challenge looking forward? And Nampa, Ashe, is in Idaho.
Dude.
That's what he said.
Good research.
Thank you.
You couldn't have looked at that ahead of time? <It's> just, <yeah.
laughs> I did. I just figured I'd let it roll.
No, you did not.
I did. No, I did.
Oh, you wanted...
Because I said... Yeah, remember when I said...
You wanted to let it roll and say...
Yeah.
Got it.
Got it.
Idaho. All right. So...
I read the questions in advance.
I don't remember what the question was.
The which is the bigger concern? The first half failing to finish drives against Ohio State or not tackling well when the game was on the line? Which one is the bigger challenge looking forward?
I don't know. Both.
Both?
I mean, it's not always easy to finish drives. The tackling was pathetic and was really disappointing.
Yeah, Haskins, that quarterback, he could not make any plays down the field. It was except for one. That one play, that jump ball that guy caught somehow between three Penn State guys. It was all yards after the catch. All of it. And they got Big Ten Player of the Week for it. Congrats.
Ian in Denver, Colorado asks, would you rather have a Joe Moorhead offense with a Brent Pry defense or a Fran Ganer offense with a Tom Bradley defense? All the complaining on defense reminds me of the old days when Penn State fans complained about 3 yards in a cloud of
dust.
Who's
this guy?
Ian in Denver, Colorado.
It's original. It's creative.
I'll go Moorhead and Pry.
All right, let's keep going. Hey, Ross, this is from Mike in Charlotte, North Carolina. At the college and pro level, what percentage of importance do you place on players' mental strength versus physical? It seems every team at these levels has 6'2 guys who can bench press 225 30 times and run a 4-something 40. I'm trying to understand what separates a player from the rest of the pack at the elite level.
Usually speed, athleticism, and football acumen.
Football acumen.
And I think people would be surprised, like, I played 7 years in the NFL. There's a lot of guys that had a lot more ability than I did. But with every level you go up, things get more and more complicated. And you really need to be able to process those things quickly and then do what the coaches are asking of you. I mean, I can't tell you how many guys I know that bench press 600 pounds and they stink terrible, you know, or just never had any idea what they were doing. You're not getting another question in.
Ah,
we got to pick the winner.
Yeah. I had a good one.
Okay.
Well done, Ross, on that point.
I had a good one. It was a short answer question.
We were headed to overtime.
All right. I'm off.
The winner is the first question.
The first question?
Yeah.
That would be Chad in Lewisburg about C.J. Thorpe?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well done.
That was the best question. Chad in Lewisburg.
All right, Chad in Lewisburg.
That was the right question to ask, too.
409tailgateclub.com. Tailgate Box is coming your way. That'll do it for Ask Ross. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah. And more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.